Baldwyl Forum are presenting their 23rd annual art exhibition, and I'm joined in studio today by Heidi Bedell, who's going to tell us all about it. Hi Heidi, how are you?
Hi Amanda, it's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
You're very good. So do you want to actually, just before you tell us about the art exhibition, I don't know a whole lot about Baldwyl Forum.
Well, Baldwyl Forum were a group of volunteers from the local area. They were local residents, and they wanted to make sure that the hall there was used. Mm-hmm. Now, the hall is owned by the Fingal County Council. It goes way back. Okay. It's part of their properties. And but in order that classes actually happen, the community centre actually works and that the community can use it, somebody has to be managing it.
Of course,
making sure that the bills get paid and that the leaks get fixed and that, you know, everything gets...
the fun part.
Yeah, the bins get emptied. So, so the Baldwyl Forum are a volunteer group. They're a registered charity as well, who actually run the community centre. So there's a few different things go on there. We have a few offices that are rented out to businesses.
Okay.
Upside is there, the newspaper.
Yeah.
We also have Prosper Fingal, and we have the bereavement services as well.
Okay.
And Mose Montessori is out the back.
Yes.
And Conmar then is an alternative therapy centre, and he rents the side of it. So we've got quite a number of different, it's what makes it quite eclectic, quite interesting.
Absolutely.
And Paul Houlihan has websites in there, but he also teaches that new computer teaching course thing that is free to young people, Kudo. Have you heard about this?
I actually saw something recently, on TV about it, actually, but I don't know a whole lot about it now.
Yeah, so it's a real eclectic bunch up there. And then we have our own staff. We have 9 staff and me.
Okay.
And we do all the work, if you like, of keeping the whole thing running.
Yeah.
And we have then different classes. So we have a huge hall there, and we have porta cabins and computer rooms and off boardrooms for training things, and then people come and rent the rooms for things like karate and singing and dancing and various different art
going on there.
Yeah, it's great. It's busy all the time. Like it's even busy over the summer, which surprised me because I'm quite new into the Baldwyl Forum. But once September comes now, it's back to back in terms of classes. We're trying to find spaces in the toilets nearly for people to hold classes. It's really busy. It's really popular.
Super. I had no idea actually that so much. I drive by there. I live in Baldwyl myself, so I drive by there all the time. I had no idea there was so much going on until I had a look at the website there today. And yoga, hip hop,
absolutely. One of the busiest nights now is Saturday night, where we have bingo every night. And
excellent.
I've just spent the this week for my first time doing the prizes. Huge number of prizes.
Oh really?
Oh, I'm telling you, if I needed money, I'm going down there on a Saturday night because
a bit of bingo.
It's a tenner for your book, you see, and then you get six slots if you like, and I think there's 6 pages in each slot.
Right.
But there's huge number of prizes, up to €60 for. But there's so many, and there's only 70, I think, books. Now, they may have to extend that because we've hit the 70.
Right.
But it's, and then we'll increase the prizes as well then
if we
have a bigger.
Fantastic.
It's very popular. And the senior citizens meet 3 times a week as well.
Okay. And it's a beautiful location. Like it's right there on the sea. It's absolutely stunning. And even the building is lovely.
It is stunning. And we've just had it repainted as well. It's absolutely beautiful location. I mean, I live nearby as well. And I used to drive through Baldwyl. That was the thing.
Yes.
You went through Baldwyl.
Yes, exactly.
I had no idea that this was so beautiful at the back of it. And they've developed the walkway along the that coastal area.
They have,
now,
yeah,
a bit
it's
more
great
with seats and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's so pretty.
Yeah,
there.
It's a really nice space. Perfect for an art exhibition.
Absolutely ideal for an art exhibition. Yeah, this is the 23rd year of art exhibitions, which is extraordinary, really, when you think about it. They were started by Brother Xavier Leonard, who, on a voluntary basis, started this fundraiser for. I think it was mostly for people who are doing a little bit of art in the area and for a chance, something to work towards, an opportunity to exhibit their work. So there were a lot of art classes in the area. Now, this year we have had a huge response,
okay,
and a lot of people who are exhibiting for the first time. So many people have come to the thing and said, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have these paintings which I've been pottering about with over the years, and I thought, sure, why not? We're fundraising for the St. Francis Hospice as well, so it's kind of going towards a good cause. And it was only €20 to put in three paintings. So
it was very affordable.
Yeah. And then again, I was thinking, gee, I might do three paintings because I'm in art. Like, anything goes for
absolutely,
art, really.
Yeah,
this is
it's
coming from
subjective.
Me, who knows absolutely nothing about art. Anyway, I'm sure I could paint three paintings, put them in for €20. Well, I was selling for about €40-50 each. That's, you know, and you can pick up. I know the frames are expensive, but there's loads of paintings being sold really cheap in secondhand shops.
Okay,
so you buy them for like €10 or €15,
right?
And you've got the frame then for free.
Of course,
and then you just
yeah.
do your own painting on the on the picture, and you've got your glass and everything, and you don't even have to go down and get it framed and all that.
Excellent.
So I don't even know where I'd go. But so I was thinking this could be a little money spinner. Some of the paintings, there's a huge variety of prices on the paintings. They do
go from kind
of the 40 to 60 up to 600. So there are some really large and really beautiful, and people
more experienced probably
with a bit of talent. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Painting, and apparently the standards were quite high last year as well.
Okay.
So there are some really beautiful, beautiful paintings to be picked up there. And we have some photographs as well. So we're allowing a little bit of photography in there as well. So we have a huge number. The other thing that was talked about wildly last year, which I'm really looking forward to because I didn't get to it last year, is the food.
Oh, really?
The food is apparently being made by the chef from Kinsictric.
Wow, lovely.
So that's on the Friday night. Now, the Friday night is invitation only for the artists
who
have put in money.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's encouraged a lot of the artists to put in the paintings.
It would
because
definitely
now they're
encourage me.
Food as well. And wine on
good
the Friday
food.
Night. Yeah, nice food. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope we have enough. We might have to get a bit more now with the huge numbers coming in.
And how many have you exhibiting in total?
We have 70 people exhibiting. So that each one
with three
can up to three paintings.
Okay,
so between one and three. Most people have put in the three paintings. Some have just two, and a couple of people have just the one that they're putting in.
Okay,
and
so when is
cheaper
it on?
If they were only putting the one on.
It's
on the weekend, starting the 29th of August.
Okay, so that's
in
the
Balldoyle
Friday,
Forum,
isn't it?
In the hall. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So Friday week, yeah, it's the opening night, and then it's on all day Saturday and Sunday, and there's no charge going in. You can just wander in, have a look around. Yeah, bring your wallet anyway, just in case there's something that...
something catches your eye.
Yeah, that is fabulous and you can't live without.
To get a Heidi Bajal exclusive.
Oh, unfortunately, I didn't make the grade. Well, there was too many going anyway, so
right.
Next year. It gives me more time as well to
that's true.
Think about it.
Perfect
your
skills.
Some sea scenes or something
lovely.
Like that. I like the idea of storms, although I believe they're quite difficult to do, but I definitely don't want to try people. I think people are really difficult to do. I don't think I could do
I
that.
I am artistically challenged. If I
me too.
If I have a mouse and a computer, I can draw you anything. Absolutely
oh, really?
Anything. No bother at
oh,
all.
Very good.
Pen and paper, I'm out.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't attempt it either, actually. But some of the paintings, they're really beautiful, actually. I've had a quick little glimpse at a couple.
But it's such a nice opportunity for, like you say, like local people who are maybe just starting out or not really sure about their work. Like you say, they've just been kind of pottering around it a little bit over the last couple of years or even months. And then also people who are local but are more established and have more experience to be able to put their work in the same space. And
absolutely.
For local people to come and see what the talent is in their local area.
In both ways, yes. If you are a struggling artist, it's great to have opportunities to sell because you need it because you need the money.
Yeah.
But I love the element. I mean, we do take on community development as well as one of the remits for the centre.
Okay.
And I love the fact that people are feeling empowered enough to show their work, their creativity.
Right. Yeah.
Because the more creative I think a community can be, the more healthy, if you like, the healthier it is. People should feel brave enough or that it's a safe enough space to show their personal stuff. I mean, I have actually, I've done two paintings so far in my life. I don't think I'd show them to anybody.
Right, okay.
I mean, I did show them to my mother and her response was, oh dear.
Oh Lord.
So I didn't show them to anybody else since then and I haven't painted. But so it's you need like a community where people feel safe enough to actually exhibit their work, that's a very healthy sign, yeah. I think. And I love to encourage that. I mean, one of the things we want to do, they've done lots and lots of things over the years, but one of the things I'd like to do again down there is maybe a poetry corner.
Lovely,
or something,
yeah.
where people can kind of come down. Great. There was one in Balbriggan years ago. I was involved with the town council down there, and amazing people came down, ordinary looking people, and then these poems would come out of them, and it was absolutely stunning. And I remember one guy down, he was 15, so I'm getting sidetracked here, but it just goes to show the creativity
absolutely,
that's behind
yeah.
the doors that you don't understand,
yeah.
you couldn't guess at it. Mm-hmm. And this young guy read a love poem, and I have to say, looking at him, I was thinking, how do you feel these things at 15?
Yeah,
and the way he described them, it was really astonishing. Nothing like that was on the Leaving Cert course when I was doing it. But you don't realise that this is going on behind doors. This beauty, if you like, of these people's souls. You know, in a way, they look so ordinary.
Yeah, of course.
But this is what is happening in their hearts and in their minds.
And that's why spaces like the Baldwin Forum are so important, to be giving those spaces out.
Absolutely. It's so enriching to the community, to the whole society, for this to be seen, for us to really be able to value each other's work and value each other as people, you know, and as whole people.
And like you say, it enriches the community, you know, to have those spaces to nurture that creativity.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
give them places to...
Yeah.
To exhibit.
Yeah, so that even the likes of me is thinking,
exactly.
oh, I might do a painting
exactly.
again.
The less experienced.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and where can people get information about this, Heidi, if they are thinking about it at home?
Well, you can give us a ring at 839-5338. You can email us at baldoyleforum at aircom.net.
Okay.
That's all one word. Or you can check our website, www.baldoyleforum.ie. We have a Facebook as well. I don't know what it is, but if you Google Facebook or you search for Baldoyle Forum on the Facebook, I'm sure will come up.
It'll pop up.
We don't tweet. That's something I suppose we'll have to... If there's anybody out there living in the Baldoyle area who knows about tweeting and would be willing to operate as the Baldoyle Forum tweeter, a little bit of time on your hands, want a bit of experience, we'll credit you, whatever you like. Please get in touch with us. By email,
ways.
Unfortunately, or Facebook, or telephone. And because we could really do with somebody who would be willing to tweet for us.
Super. Yeah, why not? Why not? Put it out there. See if anyone's interested in it.
Please.
Get back in touch, particularly before the exhibition. Would
There's
be
no
super.
Money
you
it,
could tweet throughout the exhibition.
Yeah, yeah. It would be great.
King Citric food thrown in there for you.
Oh, I nearly forgot what most of the important thing, actually. It's been opened by the Ireland's Professor of Poetry, Paula Meehan.
Wow,
and she's
okay.
opening the exhibition. So I'm really looking forward to that as well, actually.
Wow, that is super. So that's on the Friday night, is it?
So that's on the Friday night, yeah.
Excellent.
Professor of Poetry.
So, okay, so just to give those times and dates again. So it is opening on the Friday night, the 29th, but that is invitation only. And then everybody else can come along on Saturday, the 30th of August, and Sunday, the 31st of August.
Come in, have a gander.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
Pop in. And for more information, they can check you out on Facebook, Baldoyle Forum, or www.baldoyleforum.ie.
Yeah.
01839-5338, Baldoyle Forum at aircom.net.
That's it. And keep an eye out for the classes. We'll be putting out our brochure soon, so come down and get yourself a bit of culture and exercise.
I'm in need of a yoga class at the moment. So
we have them at all different times, so there's a great variety of yoga.
I definitely need a yoga class. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Heidi. We really, really appreciate it. I know you're extremely busy, and I'm sure this will be fantastic. As you say, it's the 23rd year, and I'm sure there'll be many, many more to come. Thanks again, Heidi.
Thanks, Amanda.